the baskets of Madeira. In those days, he said, when the Portuguese arrived, men stood in baskets held by cords and were lowered down these sheer cliffs to chip away at rock belched up from the bottom of the sea 30 million years ago. They chipped to build a path, a ledge, a level place to walk, to live, to grow, grapes, cabbages, and children. Today, we drive our rented car in second gear to reach a height where we suck breath and peer over the abyss, see corduroy terraces filled with vines and villages, flowers, fed by threads of water woven into this tapestry of Portuguese embroidery. 2. He said they made wicker basket sleds with wooden runners, controlled by men with cords as they taxied people down from those high places on steep paths built stone by stone by patient men from another age. Today, we ride a basket sled screaming as we slide careening down the hill where we have our photo snapped, processed, and presented to us in a folder we cannot resist to purchase from these modern men possessed with speed. 3. He tells us that this wooded island is famous for its baskets. Our son-in-law, the Portuguese, describes the timeless art of woven wickerware. He takes us up a curling lane. We find a flowered slope, a mountain inn, where we sip fine Madeira wine and marvel at the labor and the time it takes to create islands, forests, men of courage, ingenuity. We are a little sad to leave him and our blooming daughter. We dawdle over skewered meat, egg custard laced with sugar, thick coffee. They present us with a wicker jug, two wide smiles, crinkled eyes, and tell us of the wonder they are weaving in the basket of her belly.